This is the Jefferson Exchange on JPR. I'm Jeffrey Riley. We'll start with a conversation about young people flexing political power, or at least making themselves heard in society and government. That is the goal of the Northern California Youth Policy Coalition, which includes dozens of high school students. The coalition hosts a youth empowerment summit next Saturday, April 20th at Ukiah High School in Mendocino County. That's where the organization's founder goes to school. Bodie Gower is a junior at Ukiah High School and the founder and chair of the Northern California Youth Policy Coalition. Welcome, Bodie.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
It is a pleasure. Alice Freed is with us as well, the chair of youth outreach at the Solano chapter of League of Women Voters, which is involved in the event as well. Welcome, Alice.
Thank you for having me. It's really exciting. Good to meet you, Bodie.
You too.
Good to have you both here. So, Bodie, talk about the conception. What made you think up the Youth Policy Coalition?
Well, about 4 months ago, I was thinking of how can I get more youth involved in politics across Northern California. Right now in our country, we are at a point where youth involvement in politics, youth interest in politics and in policy is pretty low. And so, especially in Northern California, I think it's really important that we make sure that we get our youth voices across Northern California heard, and making sure that we are engaging with our youth people, because the decisions that we are making today are going to affect me a lot more than the people that are actually making these decisions. And so it's really important that we get youth voters, future youth voters, involved in politics and in policy. And so that was the real goal behind this coalition, to make sure that we're giving a voice to the youth, to rural youth in Northern California, making sure that they feel like their voices are being heard. And so that was really the goal behind this. And in the last 4 months or so, we've done a lot of outreach. We've sent emails to over 200 high schools in Northern California. We have almost 70 members now. And we're doing a lot of outreach. We're doing a lot of work and really trying to get the word out about our coalition, what we're trying to do in our main goal and missions.
You know, I wonder, we do hear plenty from rural areas, from adults, you know, and people already voting in rural areas about how they don't feel like their ideas get reflected in issues or in legislation. So I wonder if you can give me the perspective on what it's like to be both rural and young.
Well, you know, first off, we have that issue specifically in California, right? We're in Northern California, the rural areas, where we feel like Los Angeles, San Francisco outweighs the voices of what we want here in Northern California. Now, topple that on with the youth perspective is that many youth, myself included, you know, we are young. We don't have necessarily the expertise of some older people. And so we don't feel like people really care what we have to say. You know, I've been in meetings where I'm the youngest person by 60 years. And that's saying a lot, especially coming from youth, because when you're in that position, you're in that type of meeting, you know, these people have done this for their entire lives, have done it for a long time. And, you know, I'm coming in there having 2 years of advocacy, if that, saying, look, here's what we think. Here's what youth are saying. But what I'm really excited to see is that these people are really trying to hear the youth perspective, hear the rural youth perspective, and trying to get us involved and saying, how can we support you? So I'm really happy that we've seen that. But it has been difficult to get youth to first make that step into making sure the voices are getting heard.
So, Alice, you've been at this for a while, too. I'm not going to say 70 years, but so this must be a breath of fresh air.
Well, it certainly is. And when I started this program, I created this program called Democracy Matters. It's a League of Women Voters civics education program. And I started the program based on exactly what the sentiments that Bodie just expressed, is that young people are not engaged. And it's very difficult to be engaged with something that you don't really know or understand how it works. So my thing was not to just stand up and say you should vote and voting is very important and to sort of mimic the history and how we had to fight and everything for our voting rights, but to actually show these students with hands-on civics learning activities how to do this. So Democracy Matters is a series of project-based hands-on civics learning activities. in which you train the students how to actually participate in local government in particular, because that's where their voices can be heard and that's where they have an impact. And the fact that in the rural areas, I think too many people, not just students, but too many adults really don't understand how government works, and they're certainly not tuned in to what they have to do to make it work. And it's sort of difficult to actually want to do anything when you don't understand or know the processes. So that's what we do. We have three trainings that we hand these students. One is called an Observer Corps, and the League started this training in order to get League members to make sure that the Brown Act, the rules in the Brown Act were being followed, that people were getting a chance to address their city council members or whatever. If I was to meet seven people, and I have done this test, seven out of seven people have no idea what the Brown Act is. So they don't actually know what their, you know, what laws give them the right to attend local government meetings. They don't know that you go to a school board meeting to talk about school lunches, and that you can't go to a city council meeting and say, look, the school's lunches aren't good, but you can go to a school board meeting and say that. They don't know if their district or at large. They don't know who represents them or what district they're in. So these are the kinds of things that we try to address. How do you access this particular information? And then we give them mock opportunities to actually practice it. There's a mock city council meeting where I have to go out here and get city council members and mayors and everybody to give us an opportunity to go into those city hall chambers and let these young people experience what it's like to be on the dais, experience what it's like to ask a question, experience what it's like to respond to to look up an agenda to see what they're talking about at a meeting, and also to give them a chance to figure out how can they do it. And one of the ways is to organize an Observer Corps. And I mean, everybody can't go to every meeting. Have you ever been to a city council meeting? They're long, boring, and tedious, and they may never get to the thing that you're doing. But if you know that the law tells the city council, the law tells all of these agencies and this board that with 72 hours before a meeting, the agenda has to be printed where everybody has access to it, then you know you go to that agenda and see if what your topic is going to be on. If you know who's representing you, you can contact your representative and say, I want this on the agenda. You can send an email to the city council and say, listen, this is a topic that we'd like to have on the agenda. You can go to the city council meeting and mention that you would like to have something on the agenda. But you also know that if you did that, they can't talk about it at that meeting because they are not allowed to talk to you about anything that's not on the agenda. They can tell you, we can set this up to be on the agenda. If you understand what you can do and you understand how the process works, then you're more likely to do it. And so I started this program to give students an opportunity to actually see what the process is, what happens when you're in a city council meeting, when you're in a school board meeting, when you're in a board of supervisors meeting, how you get your voice heard, the impact of having more than one person talk about a topic. That's why I do this. And I'm so delighted that Bodhi, one of my fellow League members in Mendocino, came to one of the events that we had, and she says, well, I'd like to do this in my county. And that's one of the reasons why I'm participating in this county with Bodhi, and I'm so excited to hear from him that he wants to participate. And what I want to do is to make sure that he understands how to participate and that he has a right to participate, and that when we don't participate, we don't get the rural area. The rural area is just of many areas where people who don't participate don't get heard, and they're marginalized.
Alice Freed is our guest on the Jefferson Exchange from the Solano Chapter of League of Women Voters, the chair of youth outreach there. And Bodhi Gower is a Ukiah High School junior and the founder and chair of the Northern California Youth Policy Coalition. They'll be together at the Youth Empowerment Summit coming to Ukiah High School on Saturday, April 20th at 9:30 in the morning until 2 in the afternoon. Bodhi, it sounds like you got some people pulling for you around the region.
Well, you know, I think that the work that we're trying to do with our coalition is work that needs to be done. And I think that's why we've had so much support, because people have seen there's a problem. We need to get youth involved. And we've seen that when we get our youth involved, the impact, the power that we have, the ability to make the change that we want to see, it's because of youth. Youth have done a lot of these things. And when we are actually able to engage our youth, engage rural youth, we've seen the impacts that we've been able to make. And so when I created this coalition, I was surprised by the outpouring of support. But looking back, it's because we know we need these things changed. We know we identified the problem. We need youth involved. And that's why we're really getting a lot of the support. We've got a lot of support, not only from adults, but from youth. We've engaged, as I said, almost 70 people from across Northern California. And, you know,
and across 30 counties, I hear.
Across 30 counties, which is saying a lot, because Northern California is such an expansive region that, you know, we've identified, look, broadband access is a really difficult thing that we're seeing in rural areas, that, you know, depending on where you go, you may have access and that you may not. And trying to do a lot of this outreach has become really difficult when we go into these rural areas. And so, you know, the mouth-to-mouth, the events that we're putting on, that's how we're really able to get out our message to say, look, we need to engage our youth. Our youth are so important. This is coming from a youth person, that it's important to make sure that your voices are heard and that you're getting involved in your community. You're making sure that the issues that matter to you are addressed. Because if you say nothing, you cannot complain because you've not done anything. And so it's important that we get people involved in saying, look, here's what we think. Here's what we want, and here's how we think you should do it. And that's why I think it's just so important that we have these events, that we're having our coalition do a lot of this work.
Bodie Gower, Alice Freed, our guests on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about getting young people engaged in government and politics. So I'm curious, Bodie, though. I mean, you can't all within the coalition, even within Ukiah High School, I would think, feel the same way about issues and candidates. Have you had to deal with some internal disagreements and deal with the kinds of things that adults are apparently not very good at right now, which is being civil?
Well, that's why the League of Women Voters, that's where we come in,
mm-hmm.
because the League has a reputation for being very historical in doing this.
Yes.
You know, and this is another reason why I'm so passionate about this, is to make sure that we're sending young people into the world with this community mindset that Bodie has, understanding how government works, what he has to do to make it work, and realizing that we're all human beings and that there's a certain amount of civility that has to happen, and following the rules of engagement that's set up by both the agency that he's interested in inquiring about and making sure that they're listening to him, as well as the rules of engagement that the League comes up. Say, for instance, we did a forum. Remember when the League of Women Voters used to do the candidates forum?
Yes.
They were the best. And you know why they were the best? Because they were fair and they were organized. First of all, you can't have two. You have to have both sides represented at a forum.
Right. Alice, hang on. I want to get Bodie's take on this, though, about disagreements and whether that's been an issue for you guys within the coalition.
Well, we're going to show them how to deal with that based on some of the procedures and steps.
Okay.
But yes.
Bodie, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Well, our coalition is nonpartisan. We are youth-led, right?
Yeah.
So when we look at issues, we have 70 members, as I said. Every single time someone joins, we have someone on our team reach out to them, talk with them about what's important to them. We've heard issues such as access to reliable broadband, the high prices of the fire insurance, access to opportunity. These are the three issues that we've heard every single time. Now, there are issues that people mention that are controversial, that will divide what we are different people in our coalition. But we're focusing on the issues that unite us, on broadband, on access to opportunity, on fire insurance. These are what we're talking about. These are what we're focusing on. When we talk to a state legislator, we say, look, this is what we're working on. Here's how you can help us. And we need your help to make sure that we're addressing these issues. We are a coalition. I'm not, you know, trying to, you know, divide our people. Making sure, though, is that we do have people from different perspectives. And I think it's really important that we have people from different sides of the aisle talking about what they think, what their opinions are. It'll make it a lot easier as we grow older to hear different opinions and not think lesser of that person just because we don't agree with them on a certain issue. And so that's why another part of this coalition that's important is that we are beginning at a younger age saying, look, we can have differing opinions and still talk to each other. And so, you know, of course, everyone doesn't agree on everything, but we're still working through that. What can we agree on? Let's work on that.
And so how many people do you expect to get out to Ukiah High School on Saturday?
Hoping as many as possible, and that's why I think that both Alice and I are here to get the word out, saying, look, here's why we need you to be there, and here's why it's so important. So I really encourage people to come out this Saturday to our event and saying, look, you're going to learn so much from this event, and it doesn't have to just be a young person there, that we want to invite any person in the community of any age to be there to listen. Of course, we want youth, but we want as many people as we can get to really get our message out there about what we're trying to do.
All right, Youth Empowerment Summit starting at 9:30 on Saturday morning at Ukiah High School, where Bodie Gower is a junior and the founder and chair of the Northern California Youth Policy Coalition. Bodie, thanks for joining us on The Exchange.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Alice Freed, the chair of youth outreach at the Solano chapter of the League of Women Voters, thank you.
Thank you for having me.
This is the Jefferson Exchange. We'll be back.